The Gospel of Luke, chapter 20. One day, when Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and proclaiming the good news, the chief priests and the teachers of the law came with the elders of the Jews and said to him, "Tell us, what right have you to act like this? Who gives you authority to do all this?" Jesus said to them, "I also will ask you a question. Tell me, was John's preaching and baptism a work of God, or was it merely something human?" And they argued among themselves, "If we answer that it was a work of God, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we answer that it was merely something human, the people will stone us, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We don't know." And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you what right I have to act like this." The murderous tenants. Jesus went on to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard and let it out to tenants before going abroad for a long time. In due time, he sent a servant to the tenants to get some fruit from the vineyard. But the tenants beat him and sent him back empty-handed. Again, the man sent another servant. They beat him as well and treated him shamefully and finally sent him back empty-handed. The owner then sent a third servant, but him they injured and threw out of the vineyard. The owner then thought, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Surely they will respect him." However, the tenants, as soon as they saw him, said to one another, "This is the one who will inherit the vineyard. Let us kill him, and the property will be ours." So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. Now what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those tenants and give the vineyard to others. On hearing this, some said, "God forbid." Then Jesus looked directly at them and said, "What does this text of the scriptures mean? 'The stone which the builders rejected has become the keystone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, and anyone that stone falls on will be crushed.'" The teachers of the law and the chief priests would have liked to arrest him there, for they realized that Jesus meant this parable for them. But they were afraid of the crowd, so they left, looking for another opportunity. Paying taxes to Caesar. They sent spies who pretended to be honest men in order to trap him in his words and deliver him to the authority and the power of the Roman governor. They said to him, "Master, we know that you are true in your words and in your teaching, and your answers do not vary according to who is listening to you, for you truly teach the way of God. Tell us, are we allowed to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus saw through their cunning and said, "Show me a silver coin. Whose image is this, and whose title does it bear?" They answered, "Caesar's." And Jesus said to them, "Return to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God what is God's." So they were unable to trap him in what he said publicly. They were surprised at his answer and kept silent. The resurrection of the dead. Then some Sadducees arrived. These people claim that there is no resurrection, and they asked Jesus this question, "Master, in the law, Moses told us, If anyone dies leaving a wife but no children, his brother must take the wife, and any child born to them will be regarded as the child of the deceased. Now there were seven brothers. The first married, but died without children. The second married the woman, but also died childless. And then the third married her. And in this way, all seven died, leaving no children. Last of all, the woman died. On the day of the resurrection, to which of them will the woman be a wife? For all seven had her as a wife. And Jesus replied, "Taking a husband or a wife is proper to people of this world, but for those who are considered worthy of the world to come and of resurrection from the dead, there is no more marriage. Besides, they cannot die, for they are like the angels. They are sons and daughters of God, because they are born of the resurrection. Yes, the dead will be raised, as Moses revealed at the burning bush, where he called the Lord the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. For God is God of the living, and not of the dead, for to him everyone is alive." Some teachers of the law then agreed with Jesus. "Master, you have spoken well." They didn't dare ask him anything else. So Jesus said to them, "How can people say that the Messiah is the son of David? For David himself says in the book of Psalms, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' David there calls him Lord. How then can he be his son?" Jesus also said to his disciples before all the people, "Beware of those teachers of the law who like to be seen in long robes and love to be greeted in the marketplaces and to take the reserved seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts. While making a show of long prayers, they devour the property of widows. They will receive a very severe sentence."